The Guardian.
She went to the police after a night out where she believed that she'd been raped. She woke up the next morning and found that her underwear was inside out. She was covered with scratches and bruising. And she went to report the matter to the police. Once the police tried to they did forensic examination, etc., which I understand was very, very difficult for her to go through. They never actually found the person. They didn't find any semen. But given the level of cuts and bruises on her, plus the fact that some of those were found in very intimate areas, the chances are she probably was raped. There were several failings in the police investigation. Actually, before she became my client, she made a complaint to the police about the way that it had been handled, and her complaint was upheld, and some disciplinary actions were recommended against the officers who were involved, and she received an apology for the way that her case had been handled. A lot of the evidence was now too late to gather, etc., and so she didn't ever get to take this matter to court, and she never found out who her rapist was.
And as a victim of rape, she would be due £11,000 in compensation, but that was reduced for her, wasn't it?
That was done separately. Essentially, she made an application to the CICA. After not receiving a response for about a year, she instructed me because she didn't really know where else to go with it. And so I took over and chased it. And eventually she received a letter that said that they obviously had accepted that she had been raped on the balance of probabilities, but they would be reducing her award by 25% on the basis that she had been drinking beforehand, and they said that this contributed to the act.
Well, as you say, the Criminal Injuries Compensation Authority say her drinking contributed to the circumstances that gave rise to the injury. Should we then not ignore the character or conduct of the victim?
I don't think the character or conduct of the victim is relevant in a matter of stranger rape, if any rape. I think that it's my understanding and that of many practitioners that actually the reason they would normally reduce an award is if, for example, somebody were to get very drunk and start a fight. You could see how potentially that may give rise to them receiving an injury if they've thrown the first punch. But she was, acting in a lawful way. She had a few drinks. She actually had a big meal as well. She doesn't believe that she did consume an excessive amount of alcohol. And moreover, she believes that she was drug raped. And in no circumstances do I believe that it's correct to admit, to believe that just because somebody has been drinking, that she's contributed to her rape in any way.
Is the CICA saying there are better and worse types of rape?
I think that's really what can be drawn from that response. I mean, one of the matters that I raised with them was that the idea of a contributing factor draws a sort of unattractive parallel with justification. And so in some ways they're suggesting that because she'd been drinking, she was somehow, the man was 25% justified in raping her, which I think is a very unattractive argument on their part. They do seem to be making, I mean, the decisions are very arbitrary. They're made by one person and potentially their manager will oversee it. And it is a discretion that is afforded within the regulations. It does say, they may reduce the award. And in this case, they obviously decided that they would.
And finally, then, now that this case where a compensation reduction was overturned, are we expecting a slew of compensation cases to be reopened?
I would hope so. One of the reasons that my client wanted to raise this issue was so that women who are at home and aren't represented, receiving this letter, which my client described as a slap in the face, will realise that they can actually fight this. My client was actually very nervous about fighting this. When she first received the letter, she said that she was tired and she didn't want to fight anymore. And it was only after she sort of spent a week thinking about it that she came back to do it. And I hope very much that women will hear this story and, if they're in the same position, realise that they can fight for this.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.